Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, Michael Jackson's glove from his 1984 victory tour recently sold at auction for $190,000. The glove is crystal studded. We obtained exclusive audio of the male buyer attempting to wear the glove while urinating. That's funny stuff.
Yeah, because he's like wearing the glove, the studded glove, while he's trying to go to the...
Now, silence! Silence, I say!
Okay.
Okay, you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pantload of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
It's the Sonic Podcast.
Things not looking cool. I don't know if this adds to your list or you already have it. Pushing a shopping cart anywhere outside of a grocery store. or a grocery store parking lot.
Yeah, the further you get from the parking lot, the more desperate and destitute you look.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, what's your first name?
You know me as Douchey.
Douchey, good to hear.
My name is Andrew.
Andrew, you have a good day today. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no worries.
The guy that almost ruined Tradio right there, Douchey. Haven't heard from him in ages. And here's the thing about the shopping cart guy, quickly. The contents of the shopping cart are only worth, like, maybe one-tenth of the actual cart. A shopping cart is worth $400 or $500, if I'm not mistaken. They're expensive. So the 9 empties and the 1 army boot in the cart are worth exactly 51 cents. And when you're pushing a shopping cart more than just a few blocks from the grocery store, that is a giant red flag right there that says things are not going your way.
It's a Sonic Podcast.
I got a dilemma.
Sure.
Oh? I got an opportunity to go to Fernie bike riding.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, bike riding is my passion.
Yeah.
Now, my wife says... It's not good for me to go. Like, she doesn't want me to go. She wants me to spend time with her. What should I do?
How long have you been married for?
Well, really, I call her my wife. Like, we're just engaged right now.
Well, how long have you guys been together for then?
We've been together for 3 years. A little more than 3 years.
Do you spend a lot of time with your wife during the week?
Well, when she's not working during the evening, yeah, I spend...
So there's some shift. There's some shift work involved, and it's hard to find time to spend together.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes again, yeah.
When was the last time you were away for a weekend without her?
That would be Canada Day long weekend. I went to Fernie again.
Okay.
Like, I went to Fernie.
When was the last time she was away for a weekend without you?
You know, I don't know.
It's been a while, though, right?
Yeah, she doesn't have a girl's night out. And I kind of like her to, have a girl's night out.
Fellas, there's nothing. You're going to do yourself a horrible disservice if you hitch your wagon to a girl with no friends.
Oh, she's got friends.
Yeah, but no social life or no hobbies. That is going to be a backpack you can't take off. That's what that is. That is a backpack full of anvils. So make sure when you're hitching your wagon to a girl, you hitch your wagon to a girl with some hobbies and some interests outside of you. I mean, you want somebody who wants to spend time with you. But she knew going into the relationship, though, that you were a hardcore mountain biker, right?
Oh, yeah.
This did not come as a surprise?
It's a surprise to her that I told her about... me getting offered to go this
weekend. Yeah, I know, but she knew this was a part of your lifestyle before you guys met, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that you should have the right to go away on a boy's weekend 6 times a year without her, but the mountain bike season is very short. You're going
to,
if you want to squeeze in a couple of trips, I don't see a problem with your trip in July and now your trip whenever it is. Labor Day long weekend?
No, it's actually this weekend.
Yeah, I really do think that is not too much to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know I'm not going to win any points with your wife or fiance, whatever she is, but
yeah.
I think that you need to be available to her, though, the other 9 months of the year. And I'm not saying that you can't go away, you can't be gone for a weekend in the middle of January or something, but make yourself available, plan some activities with her, and plan them 6 months in advance. Say,
yeah, you know what? She tells me the same thing.
Well, that's but that's the reality of it right there, is you do need to plan things with her and plan them 6 months in advance. So when she's giving you ass because you're going away this weekend again to ride your bike, you can go, but honey, we booked that thing that you like in March.
Well, exactly. We booked a vacation in December to go to Mexico.
Yeah. So. Okay. And call her a couple of times from your mountain bike trip, and you don't want to be hooked up with somebody who's wildly insecure every time you go away, but it doesn't hurt for you to call home a couple of times over the weekend and just say, hey, we rode this trail today, it was a lot of fun, and I thought about you when I saw whatever. Don't say moose or bear. Let her know that she crossed your mind a couple of times. That's all she wants. And you know what? I'm not saying that's all women want. That's what guys want, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks for the advice there, Garner.
You bet. See ya.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Mountain bike guy.
Yeah.
Who's he going mountain biking with? That's what I want to know.
The Hawaiian Tropic girls.
I figure if his fiancé there is that upset, he's probably going mountain biking with a girl, and that's why she's mad.
No. Well... no, not necessarily. I don't know her. I don't know him either. But I think that there are couples out there where he's got a lot of friends and a lot of hobbies and a big social life. She has no friends, no hobbies, no social life, and doesn't like the fact that he can be distracted by shiny objects over here. And... but that's healthy. You've got to be able to do that.
She's one of those girls that doesn't like him doing anything without her. And then
we can't say that. We don't really know her at all. But it's I do know people like that who are in relationships like that. And it would be miserable. It would be... It's not like every guy who goes away with his buddies for the weekend is going to hop in the sack with a hooker.
No.
Or some girl he met at a nightclub. Chances are they're going to ride their mountain bikes hard all day long and go back to the crappy motel, watch Walker Texas Ranger on a Saturday night and fall asleep at 11. That could happen too.
Yes, very much so.
So we don't know the guy's backstory. Maybe, for all we know, maybe he's a cheating womanizer. And then in that case, maybe he has no right to go on a mountain bike trip. And I'm not saying that about him. We don't really know the backstory. But the long and the short of it is if he's got this hobby and he's got these friends, he goes away on mountain bike trips with a couple of times a year, there should be no problem with that. Conversely, when she announces to him that she's going to Calgary for the weekend with her girlfriends, he's not allowed to go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree. I was just wondering. He sounded a little sketchy on the phone, a little too nervous. So I was wondering who his mountain biking partner was for the weekend.
I don't know. I guess I probably should have asked that before I told him to go.
I'm actually a little surprised you didn't, but
maybe
it'll make for a good story later.
Maybe it is the Hawaiian Tropic girls.
It could very well be.
Okay. Hey, I got to run. You have a good day, okay?
You too, Garner.
Look, it comes down to this. Like I said a few minutes ago, listen up, Sonic boys and Sonic girls, I guess. But let me just speak directly to the men, because that's what I am, a manly man. You don't want to hitch your wagon to a girl who makes you the star of her show. I mean, you want her to want to spend time with you, obviously, but you don't want to be the only star. You want to be the star of her show. But you need an understudy. Somebody to step in and play the role of you while you're away on your mountain bike trip. Doesn't even have to be a person. Your understudy can be scrapbooking. It could be watching chick movies with a girlfriend. But you need an understudy. That's deep. I should write that down.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Oh, very well. I wanted to add to your Tant Hemming comment.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about how I had to stand on a pedestal in a busy store and get my pants hemmed.
Yes.
And totally. It wasn't a square. It wasn't like I stepped up onto a platform. It was like a pedestal that Barbie would stand. It was round.
you definitely are being put right out there. You know, adversely, getting measured or tailored for a jacket, you totally look cool. That's a total power move.
That is a power move when a guy is measuring you for a jacket. That is definitely going on to the list of power moves.
Yeah, that's, you know...
It's very James Bond is what it is. Or, and you know what? We decided one day, too, anytime you have somebody working on you, that's a power move. Whether you're a professional hockey player and you're sitting on the bench and some trainer's adjusting the screws in your helmet and you're not paying any attention to him, or you're having your hair done, but meanwhile you're talking on the phone or talking to somebody else and that other person has a clipboard, those are power moves. It happens in television quite often, too. Like, you sit down and you're getting ready for an interview on television and there's some guy working on your... on your microphone, he's stringing it through your shirt, and you don't pay attention to him because, oh, it's just another day at the office. That looks cool. And getting measured for a suit, we should start a new list of things you can look cool doing, and power, well, maybe it's the same thing as a power move.
You're killing two birds with one stone when you're getting a suit tailored, I guess.
Except for the part where you ask to measure your inseam again.
Yeah, it's when he graciously accepts the request that you have real problems.
Or when he asks in a really loud voice, do you dress to the left or the right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, okay. I am male.
Okay. I'd never really given that much thought until one day I was asked that question. And fortunately, I knew what he was talking about, but I never really gave it a lot of thought.
And truly, it does matter. You know, it really does.
Yeah, you should. I wonder if the average Sonic girl knows what dressing to the left means.
Well, you should. You ought to put it up.
Listen
there.
Up, Sonic boy. Let's not tell them. That's going to be our secret, and it will drive them crazy.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
I got Chris here on the phone. Chris and his girlfriend just split up. He's got to move out. Chris, how long were you with your girlfriend for?
Off and on, 8 years.
Holy crap!
Yeah, we're only 22. Our birthdays are actually 2 days apart. And, we've known each other for years and years.
Well, yeah, maybe it's for the best. And
yep. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, and I sort of think that maybe those people that get married to their high school sweetheart, you're going to hit 55 years old one day, and you're going to you might start to resent them, wonder, you know, what did you miss out on? So get out there and live a little bit, and... if you guys have, if there's still a fire, that fire will still be burning in a couple of years, and you'll get back together.
That's right. I'm not too concerned about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
One, you should bring back Tradio.
Yeah, Tradio just kind of took the summer off.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
good.
I think it'll be back again sometime in the fall.
Cool. And what does dressing to the left or the right mean?
Hang on, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll tell you off air. And that's what dressing to the left means.
Oh.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, but don't tell the girls that. We need some secrets.
You want to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, guys need some secrets. And I mean, there's nothing sinister about dressing to the left or to the right, but... I feel like girls have a lot of secrets about their body that they won't tell you about. The female body is a mystery. To a male, the female body is a crop circle inside a pyramid inside the Bermuda Triangle. There's a lot of stuff going on that we just don't understand. sort of like a Dennis Miller stand-up special, where we just nod our heads and go, I totally understand that, but we don't. And I think guys need a mystery, something to leave the girls scratching their heads.
I think so.
Dressing to the left or dressing to the right will be our thing.
I'm on board with that.
Okay. What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, right, I asked you that. All the best to you, Chris. yeah, that female body. Ooh, that thing's a mystery. When a girl moves in with you, it's sort of like, have you ever had to call a locksmith? And they roll out, they got the tools that come wrapped up in that rolling and they spread that thing out. And you're like, what the hell is all this equipment? What do all these tools do? That's what a girl is like. It's like inviting a locksmith to move into your apartment with you. Mystery. Mysteries everywhere.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show. To go.